Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa Watkins here. You can find more information about me on my website, she-consulting.com, or just Google me. I'm everywhere. A few weeks ago, Tom and I had the honor of talking with Stephen Biggs, an award-winning garden author and podcaster. Today, we're going to introduce you to Stephen's daughter, Emma Biggs. She is a remarkable young woman, garden author, and podcaster. Thank you for stopping by for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can be part of our program by calling 407-916-5400 or by texting us at 23680. We'll be talking to Emma first, so you may want to wait till we finish our conversation there. You can also go to the betterlawns.com webpage to get gardening information on what to do in September. You can see the moon signs, hear past shows you've missed, and then also Joni's Corner is always a fun read. Kelly Velez is at the controls. Joni and I and Tom are all in our offices. We can take your calls and texts on your gardening needs. So, you know, we'll do that real soon. Joining us right now is Emma Biggs. She is the co-host of the Garage Gardeners radio show and podcast. Emma is a 15-year-old gardener and garden communicator. This year, she is growing more than 100 beautiful tomato varieties and 130 tomato plants in her Toronto garden. She gardens in containers, straw bales on the driveway, in wicking beds. I have to find out what that is, a wicking bed. And then on the garage roof. She has a monthly blog, and her latest book, Gardening with Emma, helps kids find the thrill and adults rediscover the fun in gardening. Good morning, Emma. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to talk about gardening.
Yeah, good morning, Emma. Tom and Joni here, too. So we're happy to have you with us.
You got the whole gang here listening, Emma. So we're so fascinated by your gardening. What is the first memory that you have of gardening?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this one the other day, and there's so many pictures of me as a little kid, and there's ones of me shelling beans and just hanging out in the garden, hanging out in the wheelbarrow. But I think the first one that comes to mind is me making something that I called cabander stew. And basically, it was like a mud pie, and I'd throw in whatever I could find in the garden. Well, you had lots of mud, and then I would throw in chives as I found them, carrots. And so it wasn't really me planting, but it was me as a little kid just hanging out in the garden. And I think that's why I still love it, is because it was always such a fun place for me.
That sounds like fun.
You talk about mud. What type of soil do you have to grow your plants in Toronto?
We have a heavy clay soil here. And so we've really amended it and worked on it. And so now it's a lot nicer up near the top where you plant.
Okay, well, that's good. And when you put them in containers, I guess you make up your own soil. Is that right?
Yeah, we do.
So what size yard do you have, Emma?
Ooh, I think I'm pretty sure it's 100 feet wide by 300 feet deep. So for an urban Toronto yard, it's pretty amazing, and we're really lucky. And so we can fit lots of plants in here, but not as many as we'd like.
Yeah. So you really got to conserve space. What's a normal day like in Emma's garden?
Well, it usually starts off late morning, early afternoon when I finally get outside. I'm not a morning person. And so when I do get up, I often go outside. And I love to harvest when I wake up, just walk around the garden, see what's ready, and pick a whole bunch of things to munch on. And then after I do that, I do a ton of seed saving. So I sit at the kitchen table, and I'll take seeds of the tomatoes and peppers and everything you can think of. And sometimes I do a bit of cooking along with that to use up what I've harvested. And then throughout the day, I take lots of photos of everything that I'm doing. Depending on the time of year, I'll do some watering, maybe some planting or training. So just kind of the everyday things with tons of photos taken during the day and way too many seeds saved.
Yep. Now, lots of the areas of the United States have had severe cold. I know our sun was down to 28 degrees. Has the cold affected your garden?
Well, July was actually a really hot month. We had barely any rain and crazy hot temperatures. So the heat really helped the garden along, as well as I was on top of my watering. And then August has been kind of a cooler month, I think. And now it's early September, and it's on the cooler side, but I haven't really seen anything affected by it yet. But I'm sure that's to come.
Do you get a lot of insect pests and diseases?
Yeah, sadly we do. We have a ton of squirrels around here. There's hundreds, it seems like. And they love my tomatoes. And so I definitely notice when I go outside in the morning and there's half-eaten tomatoes everywhere. And it's, yeah, I hope that's not the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning, because I can imagine it makes me a bit grumpy.
Yeah, on your too. On your website, you have photos of all the incredible locations on your in your yard where you and on the house where you plant edibles. So I'm fascinated by your gardening methods. So, one, what is a wicking bed? And then tell us what you know how you started deciding on different ways to garden.
Yeah, so a wicking bed is basically a raised bed, and it has a reservoir on the bottom, and then there's a tube that connects to that reservoir. So you fill it up. And then that water can wick up through the soil using capillary action, and then it gives the plants a constant supply of water. And it basically means you don't have to water your plants as much. It's exactly the same idea as one of those quote-unquote self-watering containers.
Okay.
Or a sub-irrigation container. Exact same thing, except on a much larger scale.
Wow. So how did you decide on all the different methods? Did you say, well, I'm going to try this? Was it through experiments?
Well, actually, our neighbor has a massive black walnut tree in their yard. Oh. And so it means that there's juglone in the whole back half of our yard in the soil. And for listeners who don't know, juglone actually poisons tomatoes and anything in that family. And so we can't plant tomatoes in the ground in the back half of our yard. So we built these big wicking beds because the reservoir, the pool liner in there, stops the roots from getting to the contaminated soil underneath, and we also have to water less.
Yeah. Which cultural technique works out the best for you?
Huh, I don't know. I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, wicking sounds like it works well for you.
Yes, it definitely does. It works so well. I don't have to water as much every couple days. I'll just put the hose in there for 15 to 20 minutes, and it's a lot faster than it would be otherwise.
So, Emma, tell us about all your tomato varieties and what's your favorite?
Well, you know, I could talk about tomatoes all day long, all the varieties, all the ways that I grow them. I have so much fun doing it. As you mentioned before, I have over 100 varieties this year. And it's so hard for me when people ask that question because so many come to mind. But I think overall one of my favorites is one called Sunrise Bumblebee. And it's a beautiful cherry tomato and is bred by Fred Hempel as part of the Artisan Tomato Series. It's related, actually, to pink bumblebee and purple bumblebee tomatoes. And it's this medium-sized cherry, and it has yellow with red striping on it, and it has a fantastic flavor. So if anyone ever sees seeds for that one, definitely worth a try.
Yeah. Now, do you have to pick a variety that has a shorter growth time due to your climate?
No, I don't. I find I can get pretty much any variety to mature in my Toronto backyard. If I lived any farther north, I might have to, but luckily I don't, and I'm so glad of that. I don't think I'd move any farther north just so that I can grow all my tomatoes.
So, Emma, you usually try and grow a few unusual crops. Tell us about which exotic crops you grow in Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the reason why gardening is so fun for me, is because I can grow all the things that you can't find when you walk into your grocery store, all the really unusual, neat things. So one is dragon's tongue beans. It's like a flat-potted yellow bean with purple streaking on it. It's just so beautiful, productive, delicious. One of my favorites. I also grew sesame this year, which is probably not that crazy for most people, but it's also not found in most gardens. And here, being a bit further north, I found that really exciting. And the thing is, the squirrels actually stole most of it, but that was a highlight. And then there's also lychee tomatoes, which is something I've been growing for several years now. They're kind of like cherry tomatoes. They're red, and they taste like a cross between a cherry and a tomato. And they have tons of little seeds in them, but they're so delicious. And then the catch here is that they come on extremely spiny plants. So imagine a rose plant giving off these delicious little fruits.
Wow. Your latest book, Gardening with Emma, is on the shortlist for the 2020 Taste Canada Awards in October. Congratulations. You've also just
Thank you.
Won an award from the Garden Com organization, which we're part of. So for those of us who are non-Canadians, can you explain what the Taste Canada Awards are?
Yeah, so the Taste Canada Awards basically recognize any authors and people who help to create the books in Canada that are about food or cooking. And so, yeah, I'm really honored to be on the shortlist for that this year.
Yeah, sounds great. Where do you find time to do all this? Yeah, you go to school, you work on the radio show, videos and other things. How do you make time?
You know what? I ask myself exactly the same thing every morning. I'm like, how am I going to get through this list? Like, so first I'm going to do homework, and then I'm going to go and weed and water and harvest. And then at night I'm going to go through all my emails and do all that. I wonder every night when I go to bed, how did I get so much done?
Now, at this time, do you do virtual schools, or are you able to go back into the building?
Yeah, I'm actually, some people are going back to school, but I'm staying at home, and I'm starting on next Thursday. So I'm kind of excited. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, well, that'll give you more time to work in the garden. Yeah.
We only have about a minute. Where can listeners find out more about your radio show with your dad, the Food Garden Life Show, your books and videos and other podcasts and your social media? How can people find out more about Gardening with Emma?
Yeah, they can find more information on my website, which is emmabiggs.ca. And then if they want to know more about the books and order the books, and they can find those on stephenbiggs.ca. And then if you want to listen to our podcast, the Food Garden Life Show, you can find it on most podcast streaming apps, so Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, all those places, and on my dad's website. And then if you want to connect with me on social media, I'm on Instagram, and my handle is EmmaBiggs_grows.
Thank you so much, Emma. You're such a joy. I just appreciate all your gardening efforts, and congratulations. And we'll let you know, let us know what happens in October. Thank you.
Great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
So you can find out more information about Emma Biggs, her helpful gardening advice, and her garage gardening articles at emmabiggs.ca. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida's boating environment is always changing. New sunsets, new experiences that you won't find anywhere else on Earth. But one thing that never changes, boating while impaired by drugs or alcohol. It's illegal in the state of Florida. Boating under the influence will land you in jail, or worse, kill someone you love. It's just simply not a risk worth taking. Learn more about Florida's boating laws at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Come on down to South Seminole Farm and Nursery. Breathe some fresh air and talk with our friendly experts. Stop in the barn for refreshments before you head home. We grow and sell organic fruits and vegetables that are available seasonally and have a full range of landscape plants, including flowering to ground cover, full-size trees to palms. If you have questions, our friendly experts want to help. 2010 East Lake Drive in Castleberry. Find free classes and events at sseminolefarmandnursery.com.
Have you stepped into Tools Ace Hardware lately? It's time to support our local businesses. Tools Ace Hardware with 11 local family-owned locations. And when you walk in, you'll remember the nostalgia of the locally family-owned hardware store with quality selection and service you need for your home. And if you're a homeowner, it's time to see what you've been missing. They also have the largest selection of Big Green eggs and accessories in all of Central Florida. Plus, Tools Ace Hardware now offers designer Benjamin Moore paint. Support local and shop today at Tools Ace Hardware. That's T-O-O-L-E-S, acehardware.com.
If you're curious about who may be out there but don't want to jump into anything right away, then take a fun step and just take a look at Our Time. Our Time is the number one dating site for singles over 50. It's easy to use and can help you find a partner to share in a new activity you've been wanting to try, take a walk, or just meet someone new. Check it out. Start for free today. Go to ourtime.com. That's ourtime.com. Start for free at ourtime.com.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You can call us with your gardening questions. We'd love to talk with you. So give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. We have a call from Tom in Merritt Island. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling because earlier caller had mentioned brown spots on avocado leaves. I had that problem a couple of months ago, and if you look on the underside of the leaf below the brown spot, there was a black almost like powder, and I don't know if the mites or if that's fungus or what, but I sprayed repeatedly, heavily, three times with insecticidal soap, and the problem seems to have resolved itself.
Right, that was probably sooty mold, Tom. Right.
Right. I don't know if it's mold or mites.
Well, I don't think it's mites. What it is, probably the excreta from other insects, probably lace bugs in this case, and you have fungal activity on there. It could be sooty mold. That's possible. And the insecticidal soap did everything for you. It took care of the insects and took care of the sooty mold or excreta also. So you did the right thing. You just have to make sure you hit the underside of the leaves.
Yeah, I had to spray very heavily.
There you go. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
All right, Tom, do you want to go to text messages?
Yeah, let's see. I've got a whole bunch of them here. And one of them was terrific interview with Emma Biggs, and it was. It was a great interview, and we enjoyed
Thank you.
Having her. It really takes me back to my early days when I was a little kid. I can remember when I gardened at about the age of four, and my experience was I was put out in the garden to weed out the row of beets, and that's exactly what I did. I weeded out the row of beets.
And how old were you?
I was about four.
Oh, my goodness.
I told Mel Bartholomew, if anybody knows who Mel Bartholomew was, he died a few years ago. He was the author of Square Foot Gardening. I told him, I invented square foot gardens. he just perfected it because that's what I had. My parents, after I pulled out the beets, gave me my own garden, my own little square foot garden area.
Oh, I invented barefoot gardening.
Okay.
I don't like to wear shoes out in the garden.
I have to tell you, there was a farm boy across the street from me when I was a kid, and he went barefoot all the time. And when he went into the military, he had a tough time wearing boots.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Okay, here's one here. It says, my avocado has a black circular spot, fibrous tissue that proliferates after cutting the fruit. And that there, I think, is from bruising. And you'll also get it if the fruit falls to the ground. And so the main thing is kind of protect the fruit. And once you cut it, you know, you use it. Don't let it sit around. Otherwise, you will get those kind of blackish areas.
It'll bruise.
Yeah. And one time I had a person bring me in avocados that were full of those bruises. And what they did is they waited till they fell off the tree to harvest them and decide that they were ripe. So avocados do not ripen on the tree. You have to pick them off ahead of time and bring them inside.
There you go. They fall off at the end of the street on our street. They just fall off on the ground and they just let them sit there. And I stop, open up the car door and pick them up.
Yeah, and get some free fruit that way. Okay, here we go. Is there a certain direction to plant bean seeds so they sprout best? Now, I have a follow-up on that. And the follow-up is, do you put the bean seeds so the seam is down or so the seam is up? Everybody know what the seam is on a bean seed?
Yeah.
Okay. So you look at the seed, and you can see the little line going down the side of it there. And if that's the case, for me, I just put them in the ground. I don't even pay attention to it. Do you?
I know. Let Mother Nature take its course. It'll make its way.
Yeah, the seed, the shoot will come on up. And let's see, the follow-up to that, they want to plant green beans. And it says, if the outside shell is cracked or partially missing, will they sprout? My experience is they will probably sprout, but I can't guarantee you they won't sit there and rot also.
Terrific. Yeah. I think so. I mean, I have not really looked at my bean seeds to see if they're cracking that much. I haven't had that much of an issue, but I would say that it's going to let more moisture in and it's going to rot a little bit easier.
Yep. If anybody wants to give us a call, now's the time, 407-916-5400. That's 407-916-5400.
And Roy just did that. So good morning, Roy. You're in Windermere.
Yes, I am. Good morning, Teresa, Tom, and Joni. My question is, it just happens to be always this year anyway, my green peppers. I put them in the ground. They were doing good. And they were pretty good size. They're from seeds, so they're not the store-bought and big ones. But around the stems, and now I think even in my seed starters, about just above the ground to maybe about an inch up, they're something's chewing on them or they're rotten, but they just give away at the base of the plant.
Yep. Mine had a lot of rot problems with all the rains and everything, and I started mine from seed like you did. I did transplants into the garden, and I got a fair amount of rot. And so what I have done is just tilled the soil a little bit around the plant so it gets a little more aeration there. I can't tell you aren't getting something chewing also because lots of insects, caterpillars, cockroaches, slugs, they'll all feed on the base or the stems of the plant. So that's a possibility, too. But right now, for me, it's been rot problems. Any suggestions, Teresa?
So, Tom, how do you determine when to water if we're getting so much rain?
You know, you can't. Mother Nature is Mother Nature. And so if the ground is dry, I water. I probably should have added a little mulch to around some of the plants so the soil doesn't splash up on them also. But outside of that, you know, when we're getting all the rain, and if you have some low areas, you're going to get a lot more rot, that's for sure.
There you go. Thank you, Roy, for calling.
It doesn't bother so much the tomato plants or eggplants, but mostly
peppers.
The pepper plants. And then the leaves, maybe it's birds. All the leaves are, the stems are left, and the leaves are gone.
That sounds like a rabbit.
Sounds like, a rabbit or rodent, yeah.
Oh, I thought the rabbit would eat everything, the stems and... Well, I'll put up some chicken wire around.
Yeah, if it's going to be something tender, they're going to eat that first, that's for sure. So, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Because, so Teresa, you said your tomato plants are doing well.
They're doing great, and even our peppers are doing well. So we have one that's leaning over the side, and it's decided to go upright again, and so it looks really kind of wonky on the... But yeah. we're giving it a lot of confidence, and we're not being judgmental.
Now, I'll tell you what ticks me off is that my neighbor has some transplants. I gave him a pepper plant. His peppers look excellent compared to mine.
Isn't that the way it
How
always
How did that
is?
Happen, dear?
I don't know. It's a little better drained area over there. We've got a request here. Teresa says, could you slowly repeat Emma's email address?
Sure.
Have pencil and paper. So they
okay, so
that.
Here it is, very slowly. You can find out all her information at Emma, E-M-M-A, Biggs, B-I-G-G-S, all one word, .ca. EmmaBiggs.ca, and then you can also Google StephenBiggs.ca, and that's with two G's, two M's, two G's, and you'll find Emma on that site too as well.
Sounds good. So there you go. You got the information you need. It's a great interview. Great young lady. Reminds me a lot.
We're going to see lots of things from her.
Yeah, I am sure. No doubt about that. Ready for another text message?
Sure.
Okay. It says, my camellias are starting to bud. Should I fertilize them or wait until spring? I don't have a problem with a light feeding at this time. Do you?
No. My rule of thumb is kind of if it's, you know, a flowering in the springtime or flowers at all, just a general fertilizer every, you know, few months is good just to keep them right on track.
Yeah. Or you can just use one of the slow release products.
Slow release. Exactly.
Yeah. Slow release will feed the products better than we do because it doesn't forget.
Right.
If you want to text us, you certainly can, 23680. Or if you want to call us, the number here is 407-916-5400. That's 916-5400. Here's another question here, and it says, we love cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe. But they said, but we need advice on how to grow it. My suggestion is don't. I am at the store. I've grown great cantaloupe, and I've failed miserably from time to time. And most of the time it's due to diseases that affect the foliage. And if you don't stay on top of the worms, the melon worms or pickle worms, they're going to get into the fruit before you do. And then I have another image one time of the cantaloupes came up and a bunch of doves came in and just worked the vines over. So
how do the farms and the farmers in agriculture, how do they grow those acres of melons?
They have so many, and they're going to get some damage to them. There's no doubt about that. But they're also out there with sprays where melon worm or pickle worms, we do have natural sprays. We have the spinosad or spinosad, how you want to pronounce it, or thuricide.
Mm-hmm.
But they just have so many that the animals that come in and get a few, they're not going to worry about it too much. But they have loss just like we do. But when I have loss, it's a few vines, and so that's my total crop.
You just don't have the numbers, yeah. So do you have a gardening question that you need answers to? Well, you can give Tom and I a call at 407-916-5400. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm Laurel Lee, Florida's Secretary of State. Our state and nation depend on voters who are well-informed. Learning about candidates and issues is extremely important. But beware of misinformation that may seem true, but comes from false or misleading reports seeking to polarize voters. Don't believe everything you read or hear. If something doesn't seem right, seek trusted sources and verify the facts. Visit FloridaElection2020.gov and see how we're protecting you and your vote.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Did you ever dream that home ownership could be possible starting at just $1,323 a month? And on top of it includes appliances, blinds, and more? That dream is now a reality. Introducing the Horizon Collection by Lennar Homes, a new limited-release collection of attainable single-family homes located in St. Cloud, Florida. Learn more today at Lennar.com/horizon or call 866-645-8411. Home ownership is within reach.
Water leaks are serious, so call the experts that the pros call on. Call the Leak Doctor at 407-426-9995. Whether your leak is above or below ground, the Leak Doctor will find it without damaging your property or disrupting your business. Plus, the Leak Doctor has a proven track record of finding the most difficult leaks in commercial buildings and residential, and they're the experts on WFLA's Home Improvement Show. Call 407-426-9995 or visit leakdoctor.com.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You can give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680, and we'll get your gardening questions answered. If you're interested in seeing what the when the rest of the United States will be having fall foliage, you can go to the Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page and go to the community section, and it's up there, and you can check how autumn's timeline, the fall foliage will spread. And they even have Florida having fall foliage in November, Tom. So they're saying we're going to see it. So it'll be interesting. Let's go to text messages.
Okay. Sounds good. We got one. We planted boxwoods last year, and now they have some shoots that are yellow and have declined. What's wrong? My guess is they got a root problem. What do you think?
I think a root problem, if they're brand new like that, less than a year old, something's going on. So I would check. Maybe it's too deep. Maybe they're watering too much or not watering enough.
Yeah, the root ball may have just dried out on them. The water has a nasty habit of running around the outside of the root ball. So I dig down and take a look. Okay?
Yep, I think that's good.
We ready for another text message?
Yeah, good. We'll just do it lightning round.
Okay, sounds good. Teresa and I were talking here. We have no way of giving each other hand signals, and so I can give a I can give a thumbs up, but she can't see it. So
and I keep winking.
I know, and Joni keeps giving me a thumbs down, so I don't know what that means. But anyway, here's a question from Diane in Tallahassee. It says, "Is there anything we should be doing now to increase blueberry yield next season? This year I got very few berries." You know, I think it's kind of late to be doing anything for the blueberry plants. Probably have enough time to maybe put down a little bit of fertilizer, azalea camellia fertilizer, but the major growth should be over. The time to prune them to try to increase the amount of stems that would give you more production is over. So I think you're kind of stuck with what you got and what you're going to get next spring. And just keep in mind that after they yield next spring, then you can trim them back a little bit, and that will increase branching and maybe production. And don't forget the fertilizer. Teresa?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I just said the fertilizing is the key, and making sure you prune them after they bloom and give you fruit. After they fruit, that's a good time to prune them. And then just keep up with the fertilizer.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, we have some calls coming in. We have David from Eustis. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Hello, David. How can we help you?
I have two avocado trees that finally bared fruit this year.
Oh, good.
Yay.
And I was just wondering how you determine when to pick any of them?
That is the million-dollar question. And Ed Thrall's covered that a few weeks ago. And I'm sure you don't know the variety, right?
They're big.
The big variety, okay. What you do
I think
is you...
Florida, I grew them from seed originally. They're about 7-8 years old now.
Yeah. My guess is they're probably getting ready to ripen for you or about at that stage, especially if they're good size.
I picked a couple, but they were just hard as a rock, and I put them in paper sacks, and a couple of them actually ripened that way. But
did they taste okay?
They were just a little bit bitter.
Okay, no. then you haven't waited long enough. You've got the right idea. What you do is you now wait probably about another 4 weeks or so, and you pick another one, and you bring it inside. You don't have to put it in a paper bag. Set it on the counter. When it gets soft and ripens, you taste it again. If it tastes good, it's ready to harvest, and you can start harvesting the fruits as needed over the next month or two. So
they're,
it's a guessing game, but you've got the right technique.
Two softballs.
Yeah, well, that's big. Teresa, you have any other ideas?
Nope. That's what I would do. I'd wait a few weeks. I would go 2 weeks because I wouldn't be able to be that patient. But, wait 2 to 4 weeks and see what the next one tastes like.
Yeah.
You were talking about insecticide soaps earlier. Do you recommend any particular one?
Nope. Just don't make up your own. Go out and buy somebody's commercial product so
right.
you know what
okay.
you're getting.
What's on the shelf and what's on the label is correct. So that's the way to go.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David. Tom, we have Ann in Tallahassee. Good morning, Ann.
Hello, Ann.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My
How can we help you?
Back to citrus.
Okay.
I had a lovely, it's about 20-year-old, Satsuma tree. Had beautiful, sweet, wonderful plant, wonderful fruit on it. And Michael hit it when the storm came.
Sure.
And it had to be cut back. Well, last year I had grapefruit instead of Satsuma.
Yeah, that's the rootstock coming up, Ann. Yeah.
I think it must have been due to the – I'm blaming it on the storm.
Yeah. Well, what happened was when it was cut back, the cut was below the graft, and so what you have coming up now is the rootstock, and it may have been a grapefruit stock. And so that's what it's always going to be. I think it's time to go to the nursery and get a new tree.
There you go. I agree.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that. Well, thank you so much.
There you go, Ann. Thank you.
Well,
it's a good time to buy citrus now. So you're going to be able to pick from a lot of varieties now. So it's a good time of the year to do it.
Okay. Thanks a bunch.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go to Charles in Interlochen. Good morning, Charles.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, how can we help you?
I have a question to ask, if I may.
Yeah.
I have about, I'm guessing, maybe 13, 15 Formosa azaleas.
Sure.
And I was mowing the grass around them yesterday afternoon, and I noticed there's a bunch of worms all over the Formosa azaleas. And I'm just wondering... If it's something I should be concerned about, or if it's something I should just let Mother Nature take its course.
Those look like the azalea caterpillars, Tom, right?
Yeah, I would say it's azalea leaf caterpillar. You know, if it's just a few of them, you can just cut them off. They're normally in a cluster. Otherwise, we have natural sprays, right, Teresa?
Yep, we do. You can do neem oil. You can do spinosad. You can do any BT product like dipel and thuricide. And just, but you can also just knock them into a bucket of water and just send them on their way.
Is it possible that they could maybe turn into like some kind of form of butterfly at some
no,
point in time?
No, they're going to turn into a moth. They're not going to be good, and then they'll be back next year. You want to go ahead and get rid of them.
In other words, I want to try to get rid of them somehow, shape, or form.
Oh, there you go.
You can do the caterpillar stomp.
There you go.
Is the Formosa azaleas known for getting these kind of bugs?
Yes, sir.
Azaleas are. Yeah.
I see. all types of azaleas.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Charles, for the call. That's a great question. We still have time for your phone calls at 407-916-5400 and text at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Baseball is back. Major League Baseballs are handmade with cork, latex, yarn, and leather. It's an extremely labor-intensive process, so it can stand up to the pounding. Each piece of baseball equipment is important, but the baseball itself is the league's most prized creation. Without it, the game just can't go on. Likewise, but more complex, God knits us together, miraculously fine-tuned to face the difficulties of life. Although our current circumstances can make us feel fragile and weak, the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's impossible to understand how complex our bodies and minds are, but we know God created us to withstand the hard times. But we don't have to do it alone. He came in Jesus to show us the way. So take time today and thank God for His most prized creation, you and your fellow man. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click television to watch our TV spots. That's rightfromtheheart.org.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Companies claim to be licensed and insured and perform criminal background checks, even when they don't. How do you tell the imposters from the real deal? Ask the SEAL. The SEAL of Security and Confidence from TheSEAL.com verifies license, insurance, and performs criminal and sex offender checks on the actual employees who interact with your family. Hiring the wrong company can result in costly repairs, denied insurance claims, theft, or even physical harm. Demand the SEAL of Security and Confidence from TheSEAL.com.
If you're curious about who may be out there but don't want to jump into anything right away, then take a fun step and just take a look at Our Time. Our Time is the number one dating site for singles over 50. It's easy to use and can help you find a partner to share in a new activity you've been wanting to try. Take a walk or just meet someone new. Check it out. Start for free today. Go to ourtime.com. That's ourtime.com. Start for free at ourtime.com.
And we're back with Better Lawns and Gardens and your questions. We have Russ from Orlando. Good morning, Russ. You're on the air.
Hello, Russ. How can we help you? Hello, Russ?
Russ? Can we hear? Okay. So, Kelly, let's go to Dan in St. Petersburg. Good morning, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
I have a spider plant that's in my garden.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's all rot. Once it gets new fruits, it's like a rock.
Okay.
Underneath.
So this is a spider plant, and
yes.
And you start to get rot on the foliage, probably due to all the rains we're having.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I would do, Teresa, you can see what you think. I'd cut, prune off anything that's rotting, and then I'd come through with a fungicide and see if that helps.
I would definitely do that and pick up everything that falls on the ground. You don't want it to any kind of debris on the ground from the spider plant.
And put a mulch, a light mulch underneath it, because that'll keep the soil from splashing up, and that can spread rot problems.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. We have Russ back, Tom. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, Russ. Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So I have five, I think they're palm trees. I believe they're called palmetto palms, really tall, thin trees. And they're clustered together just in like a six-foot circle. And one of them has died. Another one looks like it's dying. They're beautiful, and I don't want to lose them. I've already lost one. What might be the problem?
We have a lot of diseases going around, Tom, don't we?
Yeah, a lot of diseases out there right now. And what there's not a whole lot you can do except try to get it diagnosed. Maybe take some pictures and either ship it to me or take some to the extension office and see what we think it is. And we need to diagnose determine what palm it is. Like queen palms have a disease called fusarium.
Cerium wilt.
Yeah, and all you can do is just take out the dying ones and hope you can keep it from spreading that way. There's just no good control for these diseases out there right now.
Oh, that's too bad. They're beautiful, and they were here when I bought the house, and probably be impossible to replace because they're so tall.
Probably queen palms, but like I said, send me a picture, take one to your extension service, or send it to somebody and see if they can tell you what they think's going on.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you so much, Russ.
Right. Tom, we have one more phone call that we can squeeze in. Brenda from Polk Swithy. Good morning, Brenda. If you got a real quick question.
Hello, Brenda?
Brenda?
Okay. Let's go with a text question here.
Sure.
Real quick. It says, I have a blue potato vine tree. That's one something in the Solanaceae family in St. Pete. How do I make it blue? And you say low nitrogen fertilizer, right?
Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure that it's not putting out all the energy into producing leaves.
Yep, so no doubt about it. Here's another one. I had my mango tree trimmed. It was huge, and I think it was trimmed too much. Will it come back next year? What do you think, Teresa?
I think it will. I think no problem.
Yep, no problem at all. Okay, another one here. My cannas have worms that cause the leaves not to open. Joni hates cannas for this reason.
Yep.
How do I properly remove the pests? You can pick them off and stomp on them, or you can use one of the natural caterpillar controls, spinosad or Thuricide.
You know what I do this time of the year? I just cut them cannas all the way down to the ground, and they send up beautiful new foliage for fall, and they look great.
I'm always trimming mine, too. Yeah.
There you go. Well, Tom, I want to thank Ed Thralls from Orange County Extension and Emma Biggs from the Food Gardening Life Show. You can contact her through her website, emmabiggs.ca. And lots of questions and phone calls this today.
Lots of them. I only had one other text message, and we'll try to get to that one next week. That was from Diane. Yeah.
Okay, Diane. We'll do that next week. And Joni, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And Kelly Velez, you're doing great. Brand new. You're doing wonderful.
We're giving you a thumbs up. Can you see it?
We want to thank all our callers and texters, and you can join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins with Tom McCubbin here. Take care, everyone. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.